Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, May 4th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that Amazon is opening its global logistics network to more business customers today by launching Amazon Supply Chain Services. Companies from consumer goods manufacturers to apparel retailers can now hire Amazon for services such as fulfillment, ocean and air shipping, and truck transportation. The move officially makes Amazon a third-party logistics provider, competing with the likes of transportation and warehousing giants such as DSV, DHL Group, and Kuehne+Nagel International. It positions Amazon to take a bigger bite out of the more than $1.3 trillion global market for third-party logistics services. Shares of UPS and FedEx slid after the Wall Street Journal reported on Amazon's launch. UPS was trading down more than 9%. Meanwhile, FedEx shares are also down over 9%, on pace for their largest decrease in over a year. The two delivery rivals are among the five worst performers in the S&P 500 so far today, according to Dow Jones Market Data. Amazon has already surpassed UPS and FedEx as the largest parcel carrier in the U.S. by volume. And BlackBerry's shares are on the rise, and a Canaccord Genuity analyst says a widely shared feature story may have helped push the stock higher. A journal article highlighted how QNX BlackBerry's behind-the-scenes automotive and industrial software now powers 275 million vehicles and has become the company's main growth driver. The renewed attention comes as BlackBerry has posted a good run of profitable quarters and emphasized QNX's expanding role across cars, medical machinery, and factories, suggesting its turnaround efforts are gaining traction. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.